Today, President Biden will frame the push for voting rights in stark terms. He will say, quote, "Will we choose democracy over autocracy, light over shadow, justice over injustice?"
Biden wants Democrats to pass national voting rules that would override rules that Republicans passed in more than 19 states this last year alone, which restrict access to the vote. And to achieve that goal, Biden is proposing a change to Senate rules, even though right now not all Democrats are on board. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe joins us. Hello.
Hello.
Well, first of all, Aisha, the president is in Atlanta today for this big speech. Why is Georgia's most prominent voting rights activist, Stacey Abrams, not going to be on stage with the president today?
Stacey Abrams has said that she had a prior commitment, but for someone of her stature in the Democratic Party to not be at an event in her state with the president and VP of her party, it is striking to say the least.
Well, she's not the only voting rights activist, actually, who's not there today. Is this part of a broader message from voting rights activists and civil rights activists, many of whom are actually Democrats?
Yeah, some activists say that, yes, they are not trying to be combative, but they are frustrated. They have been saying for months, activists have been saying for months, that what they want is concrete action. They don't want another speech. They want real change. And some have even gone as far to say, you know, we don't necessarily need Biden to come to Georgia. We want him to stay in D.C. because that's where the issue is. Now, there are some activists who want him to take the show on the road and go to various states and make the case. But there are some that are saying, look, D.C. is where the problem is. It's in the Capitol, and that's what he needs to deal with.
Well, this whole thing is a risky gambit for the president, and his political capital is dwindling. How exactly, Aisha, does he want to change these rules?
Well, you know, Biden was asked about the risk that you mentioned, and he said he felt like the real risk was not saying what he believes. He says that this is a defining moment and history will judge people for the decisions they make about this vote. The White House has said that Biden will throw his support behind changing the rules to make it easier to pass a voting rights bill. But it is not exactly clear what changes to the filibuster that Biden is going to get behind today.
Well, in the Senate, the biggest voices opposed to any rules changes are Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. There are also a few Democrats, other Democrats, who are wavering. What's the president's goal here, Aisha? Is it to publicly pressure them to get to yes if voting rights bills come up for a vote this week?
He says he wants to strongly make the case that history is going to have their eyes on them and that this is a critical vote and that basically he wants Democrats to realize that they have to do something now. So it is about pressure. The fact is they have to have the votes of every Democrat if they want to change the rules. Mm.
And do Manchin and Sinema support the voting rights measures that might come up?
They do support the voting rights measures, but they don't support changing the filibuster, and they have been adamant about that, and they're not alone.
Mm. So go through these bills. One bill would reestablish federal oversight of state elections if there is discrimination, and the other bill would keep the voting procedures that were put in place during the pandemic, right, such as expanded mail-in voting and the use of ballot boxes. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it is a case where there is support for that among the Democrats. They say that they want to make changes. Their concern is if you change the filibuster, that it would change the very nature of the Senate. They don't want to be like the House, where basically just the majority rules. They want to be a more deliberative body. And Manchin and Sinema have they're the most vocal, but there are a number of other Democrats who also have concerns, but have allowed Manchin and Sinema to kind of take the lead.
Hmm. Well, today on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accused Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of a power grab. Here's that.
If the Democratic leader tries to shut millions of Americans and entire states out of the business of governing, the operations of this body will change. Oh, yes, that much is true.
Ayesha Roscoe, how could this come back to haunt Democrats?
Well, if you change the rules to make it easier for your party to pass legislation, then when the other party comes into power, it would be easier for them to pass certain legislation. And that is the risk, right? One of the options for changing the filibuster would be to do a carve out for voting rights rules. A similar carve out has been done for judicial nominees. And obviously, Democrats did that. And then Republicans have used that to get, Supreme Court nominees through on party line votes. So there is a risk, right, when you make changes of that nature.
Ayesha Roscoe is NPR White House correspondent. Ayesha, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
And you can hear President Biden and Vice President Harris speaking from Atlanta this afternoon on many NPR news stations.